Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick, and the Radio Thrift Shop is open for your listening enjoyment. Right here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire. And online at classicalwscs.org. And around the world on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. Well, today on the Radio Thrift Shop, we are going to be featuring some homemade releases. Now, Jude Noel is a young gentleman who does a zine, a fanzine that is published on paper, imagine that, called Half Gifts, in which he reviews a lot of independent bands and independent cassette tapes, independently released cassette tapes. So our first few selections here on the Thrift Shop are going to be from a brand new Half Gifts compilation compiled by Jude Noel. The compilation is called Cocoon. You can check Half Gifts out on Bandcamp. So let's see what we have on the shelves this week. Homemade releases on the Radio Thrift Shop.
Thank you. As the wind blows through the forest trees, so my heart cries out for your love. Cool air creeps through the autumn breeze, and the creek runs dry, the creek runs dry. Do your best to stay alive, and I will try to survive. Breathe into me.
Robert Timon and a tune called Breath of God. Before that, we heard Blessed Gloom with For You. Vivhar Anhar with Deciduous Life. We started that set off with the Soft Pastels and a song called Older. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and all of those tunes can be found on a compilation at halfgifts.bandcamp.com.
Earth and sky.
Honeybees in the United States are in decline. What scientists call colony collapse disorder has wiped out about a third of U.S. beehives. Earth Sky's Lindsay Patterson spoke to bee breeder Susan Kobe of the University of California, Davis, about building a better bee.
Susan Kobe focuses on breeding bees that can recognize pests and disease and remove them from the hive. She said her long-term plan is to enhance the honeybee gene pool.
And why is that important?
We're dependent on bees for our food supply. They pollinate most of our crops. Their work is worth about $14 billion a year. A wider gene pool provides the tools to maintain the health of the entire U.S. population of honeybees. Kobe does that by crossing domestic bees with European bees.
Why bees from Europe?
Bees in Europe have always been selected for resistance to pests and disease. So Kobe believes a hybrid will make a stronger bee. She's confident the bee population will eventually recover.
I see. By the way, how do you actually breed a bee?
Kobe told me it involves artificial insemination under a microscope with a very tiny syringe.
Thanks, Lindsay. I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.
I'm not sure that the bees would appreciate that.
Thank you.
Some more music from the Half Gifts compilation. That was Superbook with Erlanger. Before that, The Glass Eyes with Betty Ford. We started that set off with The Trash Boys and Cool Birds.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines.
This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. About 15% of U.S. adults do not use the internet. A new Pew Research Center analysis of survey data reports. In the year 2000, almost half of Americans did not use the internet, but that rate of conversion has slowed the past 3 years, the survey reports. A 2013 Pew survey found three reasons people do not use the internet. No interest, too difficult to use, and too expensive. Younger Americans and those that live in urban areas are more likely to use the internet, the survey found. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Waveform Radio and WGXC.
lone road back home, that's where I like to go. Lone road back home, that's where I like to go. You don't have to worry anymore. You don't have to worry anymore. One of these days, my soul. One of these days, my soul. I'm coming home. One of these days, my soul. One of these days, my soul. I'm coming home. Who can I be telling you, beautiful lady? You can be who you are. Anymore. You don't have to worry anymore. One of these days, my love. One of these days, my love. I'm coming home. One of these days, my love. One of these days, my love. I'm coming home. But I can't see my reflection on the water, yeah. I can't see my reflection on the water, yeah. I won't have to worry anymore. I won't have to worry anymore. Kill the pain, my love. Kill the pain, my love. Wrote this song. Kill the pain, my love. Paint my love. Wrote this song. I'm coming home.
Back. On Mother Mountain, there's a legends of the kill. You may choose one or the other, but you will never get your fill. It's that yellow rose of Borges on the Juarez windowsill.
Homemade CD compilation Ball of Wax Audio Quarterly, Volume 41, Summer 2015. We heard Travis Champ with The Yellow Rose of Borges. And before that, Unai Ezcune with Coming Home. Andrew Weathers, I Saw a Bald Eagle at Hurricane Ridge. And we started that set off with Blizzard Swan and Red, White, Blue. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. At the Radio Thrift Shop, we love homemade releases in all musical formats and genres. Here's some more from the Ball of Wax Audio Quarterly, Volume 41.
Thank you. along like stray dogs nipping at the shadows. They distract, I play with them, get carried away.
From a scarce EP released back around the year 2000, that was Orbiter and a tune called Stray. Before that, Tomo Nakayama with I Saw the Light. Amy Blasky, Silvery Dreams in Blue. We started that set off with Alex Drum and a tune called Bells. This is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're cruising up and down the less explored aisles, the dusty aisles, the road less traveled. Sonic journeys and adventures from the past century of recorded sound. Thank you. Remember, wherever you are listening on the planet, keep your radio free, keep your mind free, keep your spirit free.